obtain the skills that are needed in order to function and survive in this new world of work.
Are there those who will survive anyway? I mean, are there some jobs that are safer from extinction than others?
Yes. So absolutely. And it's funny because tools have popped up on the internet where you can actually enter in your job and it'll tell you the likelihood of you being extinct. And it all comes down to the human skills, right? Because we don't yet have robots who can display empathy or persuasion. And I like to call it the kind of eye contact skills are becoming more and more important and becoming more and more flexible and fungible. So I think we'll start to see people who are developed for leadership type skills, cross-functional skills, and less deep subject matter experts. And obviously that differs from industry to industry, but I think that's the general sense. The human skills and also the digital literacy skills are going to become more and more important, and really makes you more portable across different functions, different projects.
Naomi, I'm going to ask you to use your human skill of patience right now and wait on the line with me while I go to the phones. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Great. We've got Stephen Scatterty on the line. And in fact, Stephen got in touch with us through our CBC Workshift newsletter on this topic of work. He is an investment advisor. He's based in Bowmanville, Ontario, and I'm about to talk to him. Hello, Stephen.
How's Joanna doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm doing something I really missed doing, which was filling in here at Cross Country Checkup, and you know, I'm happy. I want to know about you, the job that you're in, and the changes you're facing in what is not, as Naomi says, the future of work, but the now work world.
I would have to suggest that right now there aren't a great deal of changes that are evident, but I happen to get interested in researching robo-advisor firms. And
robo-advisor firms. These are financial advisement investment firms that use robotics?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I was assigned the task of researching robo-advisor firms for my study group. And at the time, the fear was that some kind of a robot was going to provide advice and it was going to replace us, you know, as financial advisors.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started doing the research, I was shocked to find out that robo-advisor firms aren't actually equipped to provide a great deal of advice, but they are, in fact, more or less what I would call digital investment platforms. So they do have a form of algorithm which allows them to onboard clients and process paperwork in a paperless fashion. They eliminate a lot of the compliance, the administration, the overhead.
The drudgery,
the things that we've become over the years, we've just become to hate. But they eliminate it and they make it very efficient to onboard a client. And it was absolutely a game changer for me when I saw it.
So as a human, then how are you benefiting by not having that drudgery and it being done by a robot? What is it allowing you to be better at?
Fantastic question. The less time I can spend on doing paperwork and heavy processes such as that, or having to have staff enter documents separately, the less time on administration, compliance, and all that sort of thing, the more time I actually have to work on the client case and to work face-to-face with a client. And that's where the real value is.
Is there anything a robot can do better in a job that you have right now than you can?
Yes. It's eliminating the really heavy processes that we have developed over the last 25 years that are primarily compliance-driven, heavy paperwork processes. So the administration has been reduced to the point where, you know, when I presented my findings to my staff and a few other financial advisors, they basically said, well, what is my administrator going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So the process I went through was I became a client of a robo-advisor firm it's called Wealthsimple, and it's a firm that has a platform that allows financial advisors to work with them on a referral basis. It took me about 15 minutes to onboard myself and transfer my assets to Wealthsimple. Later on that day, I was onboarding a new client myself, and we'd spent 2 hours preparing paperwork. We'd gone over portfolio presentations, and we spent 2 hours with the client, interviewing them, talking about their goals and objectives. Probably an hour and a half of administration afterwards to get it done. Whereas I'd done that process for myself on board with no paperwork.
Right.
And it took less than 35 minutes.
So let me end with this. You are not afraid, Stephen.
No, I'm absolutely excited because I really am. I've seen what the millennials that are sitting at the computers at these firms are doing. They're creating greater efficiencies, and they're actually causing regulatory regime to change to adjust to the things that they're doing. They're streamlining our business, and they're upping the game, and I think it's a game changer. Their dealerships and major banks are spending millions of dollars trying to keep up, and competition is always good, and it will always benefit the client and the end user.
I want to thank you, Stephen, for getting in touch with us through our CBC Workshift newsletter. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Suhana. And just let me say, robots could never replace you.
Oh, I beg to differ, sir. I beg to differ. My kids tell me that all the time. I appreciate it, Stephen. Stephen Scatterty is an investment advisor based in Bowmanville, Ontario. And as I mentioned, he got in touch with us through our CBC Workshift newsletter. Well, hey, there's an option. You could do that too. Because I'd like to know if your job is changing, if you're worried about the future and how you're adapting to this brave new world of work. I want to go back to Naomi Teitelman-Cola because we've got her on the line and she's been talking to us about her company, Collaborativity Leadership Advice.